Welcome to SFIA's Outward Bound series, or the audio-only version of it anyway. I imagine most listeners know these are all videos that I upload in audio-only format of for folks who prefer to listen, but if you simply came across these on SoundCloud or iTunes sometime and ever wondered about the constant references to videos, or thought many of the topics seemed just a touch confusing, like something was missing, that is because something is missing. All the episodes are written with video in mind, and I just release an audio-only version of it each week. Or rather, two. The videos are more cinematic and accompanied with music, so we release a version that includes one, and one titled Narration Only that's just me talking. I do always encourage folks to check out the videos, too, as they contain a lot of handy visuals, many of which are quite nice these days, thanks to a lot of folks volunteering to help animate them. Whichever version you're planning to listen to for Outward Bound, this series began as an offshoot of our earlier Upward Bound series, as well as an expansion of our Habitable Planets series, to look at how to go about colonizing our solar system and what we really mean by colonizing. Like so many of our series, this one began with only a few episodes in mind and got way bigger. I originally meant to transition to a new series when we got to Alpha Centauri, looking at exoplanets, and doubtless will eventually, hopefully in 2020. But we kept coming up with interesting ways to settle and use other planets in our solar system, and returned to it after Alpha Centauri to look at colonizing Mercury. That's an interesting episode, as it's our first not to have a narrative story along with the episode. And the early ones follow a character known simply as the Traveler, who we follow first to Mars, then to Venus, then Titan and Jupiter. Folks have asked why we no longer use that character, even after doing many storylines in later episodes, but the sad truth is my cat Link died just as I was finishing up that Alpha Centauri episode, so the Traveler is buried out behind my house under some blueberry bushes. For anyone who ever wondered why in our episode Colonizing series we talk about space farming and discuss blueberries as our example, that's half the reason, the other being a dear friend who was just starting up a blueberry farm themselves at the time. Outward Bound isn't the only series we've mixed stories into, of course, the other best known being our Life in a Space Colony series that follows the crew of first the Hyperion and then Unity on their trip to the galaxy's edge. And for both, the big motive was to pick a particular time and scheme of technology for a given colonization project and give it a human face. Fundamentally, colonization, same as pioneering in the past, is going to be a mostly human story, indeed likely trillions of them, for all the vast technologies and automation likely to be involved, and so the storylines seem appropriate. While they were only ever intended to be aids for discussing those projects, they developed their own following and even had some fan fiction written about them. Perhaps that's appropriate since the channel initially began as a way of offering sci-fi authors some new material to write about that was more scientifically accurate. For my part, I quite liked the visuals added in to help the story, but I mentioned the video format because of those stories, as in the audio-only form, the listener's mind has to paint all those images. I do hope as you listen to this series and follow along with the storylines, you get some good daydreaming of a bright and exciting future in space, and one that might actually unfold in the not-too-distant future. And we'll begin that with our first episode, Colonizing Mars. Enjoy.